Blog Talk Radio.
Not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the waist size. It's not about the scale number. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did and thinks that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, bro, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
What's up, guys? What's up, Team YRG and everybody else listening? It is the 11th. It's 9 p.m. You know what time it is. It's the best radio show for the most amazing workout and support team on the planet, YRG Radio. This is Sparky, and we have Robert and Stacy on the line, as always. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. Doing good. Glad
awesome.
To be here.
Fantastic to have you guys here again. It's we were talking sort of before we came on about how quick this week went. I was sitting there, I was telling Stacy and Robert, it was Sunday night. I'm like, oh man, it's been a great weekend, really relaxed. And I thought this week was going to go by so slow, I was going to have a ton of time for everything. And then I figured out, when was it, about 5 o'clock? I pinged you guys and was like, do we have a topic tonight?
Oh, I know.
Man, it just shows you how sometimes, to use the Mark Merrow phrase, sometimes when you're making a living, sometimes, man, that really pushes life out a little bit, but we're making time for it, aren't we?
More
or less. There's always time.
That's right. So I hope everybody has some time and had a little bit of time to themselves this week. We know we had a couple new members who did, so I am going to try to pronounce our first, who hails from Chicago, the land or the hometown of our president. And if I get this wrong, you can come back at me and you know, let me know. But Mia Gande Young from Chicago, Illinois, and then somebody much easier, Wayne Ferguson from California. Jessica Hartsfield in Texas, and Jordan Reeve in Maryland. And Jordan looks like he's already got a couple pictures up there, and he's already been communicating back and forth with Dallas. So all you new people out there, you know, it's really important that if you're this excited, you've gotten into the best program, the best support group on the planet with Team YRG. Take your six picks. You really want to do that. That's going to give you a good baseline and show you where you started. In 30 days, 60 days, 90 days from now, when you're really rocking it out, you're going to look back and, good God, you're going to say, who is that person? I guarantee it. You stick with it, you're going to look at those six picks and be completely amazed. I know I was with mine. You can feel the changes coming, but sometimes you can't see it until you really take a step back and then you start to enjoy where your life's going. I know I had a big shock when I saw mine. How'd you feel about when you took your six picks and looked back at them, Stacey?
Well, you know, the thing is, once you get into the groove and you start to see the changes and feel them, it's really easy to forget, for me, how I was. You know, it's almost like amnesia. So having mm-hmm. those pictures is essential, because it's like, oh, my God, okay. So there was, I did have another look going on, you know.
Yeah.
And it's also, during the process, it's very motivating to say, wow, you know, look how far it's come. So, just take them, even though it's hard. It was very hard for me to take them and look at them. But don't worry about it. You're moving forward, you know, and that's just going to all fade into the past anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. It was funny. One of the things that kind of shocked me and brought me back to my six picks this past week is our buddy Ryan, who's always supporting the show and in the chat room. And I'm certain, I hope he was calling me a hippie, because when I go back and look at my six picks, it's funny. There was a state of mind that I was in that you could just see in my appearance and in my body, because I did let my hair grow out, and there was sort of an unkempt way about it. I was growing it out to donate it, for one thing, but then I had this big, bushy beard to go with it. There's a whole collection of sadness, I think, around my appearance and who I was at that time. And I go back and look, and not only did I change my body physically, but, you know, coming forward now, I can see the emotion and how I feel differently inside just looking at those pictures, you know?
Yeah, and really, when I can see yourself. It on your home page picture on YRG, it's really like two different people. There's a complete different energy around you in your before picture, and your posture's different. And, you know, you just have so much vitality now, and it really comes across. And I've never met you, but I can see it in your picture.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I feel amazing. It's amazing. I know you feel fantastic, and you have a nice attaboy this week, because we came up with a topic, but you have yellow pants. Tell us about the yellow pants.
Yeah. Well, this is something I've been doing ever since, you know, starting YRG in January of 2009. Every now and then, and I don't get real obsessive with it, but, you know, when I like to shop now. You know, the smaller I get, the more fun and easier it is to shop. So sometimes as a little motivational thing, I'll buy something that doesn't fit me, and I know it's, you know, too small at the time, but probably in a few months I'll get into it. And I did that back in December. I found a pair of yellow pants. And it was such an unusual color. And I have yellow shirts, which is a big thing, just to wear yellow shirts, because I was in black head to toe for 20 years. That is literally all I wore every day of my life. So I love wearing color now, but I never thought I'd be wearing yellow pants. When I bought them in December, they came up to the top of my thigh, and my hips are always, they're the biggest part of me, and they always will be. And mm-hmm. I kind of wondered, you know, maybe I kind of, you know, overplayed my hand. Maybe this is it, because I'm kind of at the end of my weight release. I thought, well, I'm going to buy them anyway. And the thing I've always done whenever I buy something smaller is I never put a timetable and say, you have right. to get into these bikes. Because I think that just is, to me, it doesn't work for me. It's self-defeating, and it yep. goes against the wisdom of my body, which absolutely knows what it's doing. I don't have to direct it. You know, it's really, that's a big thing for me to accept, that my body knows more than I do. So I just kind of let it go and kept doing YRG and kept clean eating. I'd try them on every few months, not often, and they got higher and higher until finally they got to, you know, I got them around my waist, but I couldn't zip them. That was about a month ago. And then I tried them on a couple of days ago, and they fit. And, I mean, to wear yellow pants is something I never thought I would do in this lifetime as Stacey.
And you got your arms up for victory, too, in that picture.
Yeah. I took a video, and it's on my Facebook, Hungry for the Truth page. And, you know, like Dallas says, there's always somewhere else to go. So I cannot yet sit down wearing these pants, but that's the next step, you know? But they're on, and it feels so good. It feels so amazing.
That's awesome. I know before I started, I was at a point at one time many, many years ago where I did start out at a much lower weight than I was, and I kind of let myself go, and that's kind of my story about how I, you know, got a, sort of had this addiction to food and, you know, my emotions and where I was in life. But I had a pair of pants, and I'm actually going to go down and try them. Now they're not yellow. I had this pair of pants. I used to call them my Jeff Hardy pants, my Hardy Boy pants, because back in the day, you know, I had some zippers. You can zip off the bottoms. They had some, you know, some crazy things on them. If you're a wrestling fan, you know what the Jeff Hardy pants are. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go down and try those on. I had another pair of wool ones. Actually, I did have a pair of blue pants that I've been able to get back into since. And it's funny because my body shape is so different now. They're actually a little big on me, even though I'm close to the same weight I was when I had them on before, like 10 years ago. You know, it's crazy. It really makes you feel good when you can do that, though, doesn't it?
It does. It's like revisiting something you never thought would be revived again.
Yeah.
And it's just a great feeling. But I cannot emphasize enough. I don't know about you, Sparky, or Robert, because I know, Robert, you were trying to gain weight. But did you put timetables on your progress, or did you just kind of let it go and say, I'm going to just let this unfold?
That's pretty much how I did it. I just, you know, it didn't really start with any goal of mine. I just wanted to do it. So all the goals and everything kind of came later.
Yeah, I think I started and I struggled back and forth a little bit until I actually learned a good way for me to set goals and put some timetables on them. Because I found at first, you know, I did okay setting a timetable for certain goals, not attached to weight, but when I actually tried to attach it to weight, you know, I found myself, when you fall victim to on the scale, off the scale, one day's 3 pounds this way, another day's 5 pounds the other way, water weight gain, you know, and man, that's not the way to do it. After a while, you can either accept that you're on a life's journey, or you can take yourself day to day and start throwing. You do just as good as running into a wall every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so. I finally got it. Like, I, as much as I tried to think I could, I can't tell my body what to do and when to do it. Its intelligence is so beyond me, you know, when it regulates the blood pressure and the heartbeat and a million other functions that I have nothing to do with. So why would I think I could tell it how fast to get rid of weight, you know?
Yep.
And once I got out of the way, it was so much more peaceful, and it was like my body was just kind of saying, well, thank you. You know, that's what I was waiting for you to do.
Yeah, and I think when a lot of people do that, one of the things I think I failed at the first couple of times when I tried to attach a weight to it is I was trying to think that in 2 weeks I'm going to drop like 5 pounds. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to get it done. You know, maybe if you have a much longer-term focus and you can kind of break it down and, you know, even month and quarterly if you have a little bit more time and you're kind of looking at a year goal, if you can get that far out and work on it, I think you know, you have a much better understanding that you're in this for a lifestyle. And eventually the lifestyle takes over that sort of, you know, that big goal of, you know, I got to hit this weight by this certain date. I've accepted the fact. I've actually taken the weight out of the picture now. I don't necessarily have a goal weight. I just would like a relatively flat stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I'm at, you know?
That's perfect,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm happy where I'm at right now. You know, I've got mm-hmm. whatever I've got going on, and, you know, if I get there, I get there. I mean, at some point, I'm going to have to.
Yeah,
I know. It's not going to bother me if it's tomorrow or 2 years from now.
I agree. And I don't have a goal weight either. All I want is to look like Olivia Newton-John in the final scene of Grease. That's it. I want to be able to
awesome.
Get in that black cat suit and stiletto heels and, you know, shimmy around a little bit. That's it. I don't have a number in mind.
That's cool. We'll have to put the what is it, the T-bones together and get a couple other jackets and sort that out with you.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are my the Thunderbirds.
Yeah. There you go. There they are. Man, it's been a long time since I watched a movie like that. But I know exactly what you're talking about. That's cool. So but we got a couple other really good data boys. If a lot of people know this, Bina Galeanos, she had some issues going back and forth trying to figure out what was going on, and I think she actually found out that she had a gluten sensitivity, right? And it took her a long time to get there, but she's down another 10 pounds this week, so congrats. Yeah, congrats to her.
Congratulations.
And, yeah, and I want to give a special shout out to Mikey Galeanos because, you know, he had some things going on, and I just wanted to say, you know, I think we're all thinking about you, and I hope you're doing well, Mike. So if you ever need anything, you know, you can give us a shout-out. It's good to hear from you, and good you're doing well. I know I hit him up on Facebook just to see what's going on. So, Mike, hope everything's doing well. Yeah, and we've got one more other real special data boy to give out. Rev Kev is tying the knot this coming weekend. So, yeah, which reminds me, I'm supposed to give you a call tonight, buddy. I'm sorry. There's so much going on. I'll try to hit you up tomorrow. But he is getting married to Lisa Townsend, his longtime love. So he's pretty excited. They've been decorating the church and putting up pictures on Facebook and everything. So I know he's a very excited guy. Yeah. He's actually making a whirlwind YRG tour on their honeymoon, believe it or not.
Oh boy!
Yeah, he's gonna
stop down.
What a way
to celebrate!
What's that?
What a way to celebrate your marriage, you know? Making a YRG tour.
I can think of one better way, but yes.
Yeah, but he's gonna get to see. I think he's talking to see Jamie. He's actually a friend of the show. Even though we haven't talked to him in a little bit, he still holds a lot of good values and always makes me smile when I hear him saying, "Hey, Sparky," on the intro. But he's going to get a chance to hook up with Mark Miro. Mark Miro's going to cut up some time for him, so which is absolutely one of the coolest things I've ever heard. Great guy.
Oh, no.
So,
absolutely.
So, yeah, and we got an attaboy for another friend of the show. Ray Lloyd Glaciers, everybody knows, has had some big news, and he was telling us a little bit about it last week. If you stop and see Ray Lloyd Glacier on Facebook, you can see it. He's got a program where he's helping people change their lives in 90 days. So pretty cool stuff that he's doing out there. So you can go check him out, friend him, and like the site Ray Lloyd Glacier on Facebook. It's pretty good stuff.
Does he, Sparky, does he work with people long distance?
With what?
Does he work with clients long distance, or do you have to be, you know, in Orlando?
That's a good question. He said to ping him online, and he'll tell you a little bit about it. He's actually got a link up there with the partners that he's working with, and I know there's a lot more information on that site about it. But I had seen him post a couple times on his page, you know, give him a shout out if you're interested, and he'll get you some details on it. So
Cool.
Yeah, so that's the place to hit it. And if you ping Ray, you know, he'll get right back to you. So, you know, he's posted, since he's put this site up, he's got a ton of updates on it. So check it out. And, man, I was looking over the site this week, and one of the things I thought, you know, we could do a quick hit on is Dan is one of the new guys on the site, and he's been posting a lot. He's been pretty excited about a lot of the stuff that he's been doing. He was talking about doing Diamond Dozen and having trouble getting some, I don't know that he's having trouble getting engagement, but he's like still trying to master engagement. So, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I know when I went and did Diamond Dozen, and then I went and did Energy, and then I went and did Fat Burner, it wasn't until I sort of advanced past Fat Burner and started getting into some mixtape and did some of the other workouts, then came back to Energy, that I realized, wow, that's how you engage. It's like I had to take it to another level and actually start working all my muscle groups together, upper body and lower body, before I could come back, sort of take a more relaxed workout to actually concentrate on hitting everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
it helped you to go back to Energy to learn the moves more properly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I should try that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. No, I went back because, and one of the things that I found when I went back and kind of popped Energy in is that the slower pace, because, you know, he picks it up a little bit in Fat Burner. If you get into mixtape, it's rolling because he's got Fat Burner in there, he's got Diamond Cutter in there. And as you're going through it, you know, you're focusing on trying to hit all the moves that he's doing. When you get Energy, it's got a little slower pace. And I found out that, you know, when I'm doing a Thunderbolt Diamond Cutter, you know, going down into the squat, that if I, you know, instead of just pushing my arms out and focusing on my hands, I'm, you know, that water fountain sort of shooting out of your chest, I also found that I could sort of focus and engage my shoulders and my back. I just flare my shoulders a little bit, kind of pinch my shoulder blades a little bit, and that you can engage that. And as you start to do that and roll your shoulders forward, you can get your chest in. But it kind of took me taking that step back and taking a little bit slower in Energy to actually start to put all those together, because when I was moving faster, I was concentrating more on his moves, so I was only focusing on the easy groups, sort of like, you know, your biceps, your forearms, kind of getting the hands engaged, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So.
I was going to say, Spark, if you have something shooting out of your chest while you're working out, you may be doing it wrong.
yeah, I may want to get a red suit, you know, to go along with that, and, you know, talk to
I was still thinking of aliens. I just saw that popping out of your chest.
Actually, that might be a great thing. I might have to use that the next time I'm working with somebody to say, you know, feel like you got a force like an alien popping out of your chest. The pressure should be so good that it's just shooting right out of you. So
yeah, if something bursts, you're pushed too hard.
Yeah, you're going far too hard. Yeah, you definitely got to listen to your body, though. Yeah, you don't want to break anything like that. So, but cool. Yeah, we have Brian, who was talking about sort of mods and things to do. He was looking up ways to sort of save his wrist and his knees. So Arthur's got a couple great videos up about rolling towels up and putting them under your hands to sort of so you're not bending your wrists all the way back and putting them right under your knee when you're, you know, going in the table. So you guys should check that out if you're having problems with that. So. Good stuff. What else is going on in the world of YRD? We got the retreat coming up from the 25th through the 29th. I'm looking forward to that. If you haven't gotten into it, you're probably pushing time now to get into it. I don't know if they'd be able to squeeze you in if you got your passport or not, but we're going to have a good time. Hopefully we got a YRG radio the 25th while we're down there. It's going to be pretty crazy. If not, Robert and Stacy do it up for us, and we'll get you some pics and some updates and email you can tell everybody about. So It's going to be a good time. I think we're going to have a lot of fun down there. I'm really pumped. I just got to get something to get my Manduca down there, thanks to Mr. Doug Steffen. So he donated a Manduca to me last time I saw him. So, and that Manduca will change your workout. Absolutely.
What's a Manduca?
That's the yoga mat I use. It's the brand of the yoga mat I use. I used to have one of those $10 jobs from like Target or Kmart or wherever you go. And, real thin quarter inch. This Manduca is, or a Manduga, as I say, for Doug. But I think it's like 80 inches long. So being 6'2", my entire body can fit on it from head to toe. That's 26 inches. What's that?
I said I need to get one, and I'm 6'2 as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's made of such a dense, it's thicker. Actually, the one I have is probably about an eighth of an inch, just a little more like a quarter of an inch. But it's layered, and it's such a dense material. You can put it on a hardwood floor, and if you get pain on your knees from being on a hardwood floor or on a harder surface or with a thinner mat, I don't get any pain with it. It's very comfortable. The cushion's very good, and it's a super durable mat. It's fantastic. And what I love about it is almost the more I sweat on it, the tackier it gets, so I don't even slip on it or anything. It's a fantastic mat.
Nice.
It really is. Once you go Manduka, you'll never go back. So they're very good stuff. But I got to get a bag for it so I can take it to Cancun with me. I think, I'll probably get some looks walking through the airport, but that's cool. That's going to be my carry-on, so. And then there's Jay. He doesn't use a mat. He's a true warrior. He's doing it right on a carpet, so. Good stuff, Jay. Keep going, man. At least you're hitting the carpet in the steps, man. You do it old school, man. So. But,
I actually
one of the
guy who does it strictly on the mattress, because I mean, he's a really heavy guy. He doesn't have good flexibility, but he does YRG on his bed.
Wow.
Okay, whatever works.
Yeah. I got to check in with him. I haven't talked to him in about a month and a half, but he was starting from a little over 300 pounds, and he was about right around 50 years old, so he's got a lot of bad habits to break and a lot of damage to repair.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. That's good to know.
No, it's really good to know. And people need to do that kind of stuff, because that's a great thing about YRG and working out. And, a lot of workout programs force you into their mold. But once you start looking at Team YRG and the way Dallas approaches this, it's all about making it to your comfort level. And I think that's what makes it stick. That's what makes it stick for me. Do what works for you. Not necessarily what works best for the workout, which, when you talk about and you look at some of the topic, if we finally get to it tonight, you have to do what works for you, especially when you're not at home, when you're away on vacation, which I'm going to be doing soon, which I did at the beginning of the summer. And, man, you go away and you got to think, you're taking a break. I tend to think of it, you're kind of taking a break from life to actually live life, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can take a break from your lifestyle. I think a vacation is sort of an exception to life to let you enjoy it, but not necessarily an exception to your lifestyle. So,
I travel a lot, and I can tell you it's definitely doable to incorporate the lifestyle away from home. It takes a little strategy. Sometimes I pack food, I pack nuts, I pack, some gluten-free stuff. But restaurants really, they're pretty good about accommodating in terms of clean eating. You can always find rice, potatoes, things like that on a menu. And, YRG, you can bring it with you anywhere. Even if you just memorize some moves and do them in your room, It's just you don't have to go down the drain just because you're away from your routine.
Absolutely. And as much as you travel, Stacy, you're living proof of that.
Yeah. And you know, I'll tell you, there's a lot of temptation on the road, but I'm ready for it. Like, I know what to anticipate, and that's exactly why I will travel with gluten-free food and my secret weapon all the time, even at home, is drinking hot water. Because it's very cleansing, it gets rid of the internal gunk and grease. And if I'm eating heavier, that's the time when I really want to, you know, step up the hot water drinking. I told a friend about this, and she started to just eat a little differently, a little more slowly, a little more aware, and add the hot water to her repertoire. And she's now down a dress size.
That's amazing.
When you say hot water, how hot do you have it?
Well, ideally, according to Deepak Chopra, who's into Ayurvedic medicine, that's a tradition that dates back 5,000 years from India, he said to have it as hot as you can stand it and just take a little sip. I usually don't do that. My water that I drink ranges from, you know, fairly hot to lukewarm. But, you know, the worst thing you can do, any Ayurvedic nutritionist will tell you this, and probably a Chinese medicine expert, the worst thing you can do is drink cold liquids, because it literally shuts out and douses out the fire from your digestion. And your digestion needs a certain kind of like an element of heat to really work properly. And if you're constantly sending cold, you know, especially ice water down, it's really going to impair your digestion.
Oh, and really?
A lot of people live that way and don't even realize how they're impeding their own, you know, health just by doing something that we're so conditioned as normal, and that is to drink ice cold liquids.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using warm for, I'm used to it now. My body loves it. And I absolutely love it. I drink it even in the summertime. So that's one little thing. You could try to do that, especially on the road, because even though I'm careful on the road, I inevitably, from time to time, I eat heavier than I usually do, because, you know, I'm in restaurants a lot. So the hot water is a major godsend.
Yeah, I think you can eat a little heavier when you're on the road and maybe when you're on vacation, because you do want to enjoy yourself a bit. But I think you can also try to make better selections when you're there too. I think when you go in, if, you know, one of the things that I tried to focus on when I was on vacation earlier was focusing on my protein in the morning, making sure I was eating eggs, getting some protein in the afternoon, eating some fresh vegetables, anything that they had out. But I think if you're going somewhere where you get some meats, you know, a lot of people take what they serve and just be like, well, I'm at a restaurant, that's all I can get. If you're going to get some fish or you're going to get meat or whatnot, you can go and ask for it broiled or baked. You don't have to get it, you know, where they sizzle it in a pan and a bunch of oil. And, you know, you can get them, and you're the paying customer. You can sort of demand what you want. I've heard stories, and I think it was on an earlier show, you know, Dallas would go in and he'd ask people to make his salad as a chopped salad,
uh-huh.
You know, instead of giving some regular leaves. So.
Yeah, he asks. I've been out eating with him a few times, and trust me, he asks for exactly what he wants. I guess he's so used to doing it now. But yeah,
right.
I mean, he's very, very specific.
Yeah, and like I said, you can get a lot of gluten-free starch options. But a lot of places now, they know what people want, and you can just get, instead of pasta or bread or whatever, with your entree, you can get sautéed vegetables really easily. That should never be a problem in this day and age, and it's just a really great way to keep it clean and get more fiber in and not feel all drugged and bloated.
Yeah, that's fantastic. When you're asking for that, and sometimes, you know, on your dishes, tell them to hold the butter. If you're scared that you're going to eat the bread, you don't have to have bread at the table. They bring it. Just tell them as soon as you sit down, I don't need bread. Don't bring it.
Yeah.
Because you can sit at that table. That's, I don't know. I mean, I know why, but the first thing they bring you is a loaf of bread for two people.
Right.
You know?
And I personally, even though I love gluten and I don't want gluten, I sometimes find it hard to sit there and look at that bread, you know?
Yeah.
It smells good, and I, you know, there's a part of me that wants to eat it. So I do ask for it to be removed, you know, because why torture myself?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's hard, and it's like as strong as I want to say that I could be sometimes, it's hard when it's right in front of you and the decision is almost halfway made for you and you're reaching for it.
Yeah.
Empower yourself. Make the decision before you even go in. Pre-plan to say, I'm going to say, I don't want the bread. I'm going to ask for it this way. I'm going to have vegetables and stick with it. You can still enjoy yourself out, have some delicious food.
Well, yeah. You know what I did? I was at the ocean this past week, and whenever I'm at the ocean, you guys know, you know, sometimes I indulge. And one of my favorite things in the world are fried oysters. So I had that for dinner one night, but I always balance it. So I, instead of French fries or rice or whatever, I had steamed vegetables, no butter. And I'm telling you, and fried oysters are by no means low calorie, but you know what? Every now and then I do it because I really like it. But I eat, and because I balance it out with no fat and just steamed veggies, I don't gain weight.
Jay just asked, why is gluten and dairy bad for you?
Well, you know, I've got to get an explanation because I get asked that all the time. All I can tell you is I don't know the scientific reason.
Mm-hmm.
I know gluten is very inflammatory.
Yeah.
It hurts you. That's why Dallas doesn't eat it. He doesn't eat it for weight control issues. He wants to be able to get out of bed and not hobble across the room and be in pain. So that's one thing gluten does. It's also very bloating. I had a lot of trapped fluid from the gluten. Somebody told me, you know, in all honesty, my before picture, I kind of looked like a sumo wrestler. And because I'm like literally bloated, my stomach's like out to here. And that wasn't all fat. That was trapped fluid from the inflammation of what the gluten was doing. And cow dairy, for me, it creates more mucus. It slows me down. It saps my energy. When I'm traveling, I do have a weakness for certain things that sometimes I'll eat, such as New England clam chowder. But if I have two cups of it in a single day, I will start to cramp to the point where I can't walk. So that's what dairy does. It's like it's not really a friend of your body. That's what I can say from my experience.
I can ditto to that, because one of the things that I found out, people might have, I think there's different stages. There's like a gluten intolerance. You can have a gluten allergy, and you can actually have celiac disease. And there's three different very significant levels. If you have celiac disease, it's bad because it actually works on your intestines and destroys the villus in your tendon in your intestines that actually help you absorb food.
Yeah.
But as far as the inflammatory portion, like you said, I hit that all the time. I had more, I think, of a dairy intolerance than a gluten intolerance, because I found that I can introduce small bits of gluten back into my food and into my eating, not large quantities. But if I do it with dairy, like you said, it's so heavy, my body has such a horrible time digesting it. I'll get the upset stomach I used to have. I'll start to get the bloating that I used to have and start to feel terrible. So, but if I stick to the goat cheeses, the almond milks, and everything else,
everything seems
so much better.
Isn't your energy amazing when you do that stuff versus the dairy?
Absolutely. And your body, and you were saying your body knows best earlier, and I think your body sees that and can process things that don't have those types of of properties to them that gluten and dairy do, especially when you look at something like dairy and you think about all the things that they actually end up putting in the cows that end up in the milk. And if you start to look at organics and you start to look at eating clean, that you don't get all those extra, byproducts from those types of unnatural things that they do with processed foods and processed dairy and whatnot.
Yeah, I know. Yoga Doc was saying early on one of the shows that you're really not even getting dairy. It's just like it's been so processed and so jacked up with hormones and all the factory stuff, you know, which that's what most of the milk and cheese products are on the market. The nutrition in comparison to all the negatives is negligible, and you're much better off on, if you really have to do or want to do cow dairy, buy from a local farmer's market where you're actually getting some good stuff. But just understand that cow dairy is not digested well as a general rule in the human body. So try to get to know goat and sheep cheese. You can still enjoy that same kind of creamy, salty texture, but it won't mess you up the way cow dairy does.
No, it's true. And one of the things I think was that Ryan or Jay that asked it. There's I actually have a blog, and up on Team YRG that can give you some more information. I don't necessarily want to read all the information right out from to you, but I was interested when I first started last year and put together a bunch of articles from the Celiac Foundation, from Wikipedia and whatnot, that has more information on gluten-free diet, where you can find what foods have gluten and what foods don't. So, and I posted the link to the chat room, so you guys can go ahead and check that out, or if you get on Team YRG, maybe I'll post it as a reply and kind of bump it in the Team YRG YRG radio post from tonight. So, what Stacy said is true. If you get off of it, well, I can't tell you everything about it. We can't tell you everything about it. You get off of it, you are going to feel amazing. And actually, that's one thing I should challenge myself to this year. Now that I sort of have myself in control, I've taken a year and I've kind of followed what's been going on. One thing I've never really done well for myself is educate myself past the point. I get to a point where I'm comfortable and I'm doing pretty well. But, I think for, my education and for the sake of the community and sharing information, I think it's time to maybe I need to go back to school a little bit.
I want to just get some solid, a few paragraphs on medical explanation so I can tell people. I mean, because they do want to know, and all I can I want to say something beyond hey, it worked for me.
And because we know a basic definition that say, hey, it worked for me, it cut out the inflammation. It did, because psoriasis for me, I had patches of it on my arm. That's an inflammation in your skin that comes up from the things that you put in your body. That's gone. Obviously you look at the bloating in the belly, that's gone. Those types of things do go away, but then there's a point when you start living a lifestyle that you sort of, the science behind it makes it a little bit more full of a definition for people. So.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, everyone who's, that I talk to about this, who decides to check it out for a couple weeks and eliminate those two things, no one has ever come to me and said, I don't notice any change. Every single person says, I feel better, I have more energy, I'm not bloated. Even their mental processes are sharper. So I've never had anyone say, I tried this and I don't notice the difference. So if anyone out there is on the fence, just take a 2-week challenge and see how you feel, see what happens.
Do it. One thing, and I talk about sort of reading stuff and I need to do more. I did do a little bit this week. It's funny. I saw some girl at work the other day and she was drinking an energy drink. And she's like, well, it's a sugar-free energy drink. And I believe it's sucralose that they put in there. It's like the artificial sweeteners that you have. And one of the articles, and actually, you know, I think it was Ryan Wells who posted it. It was an article that he posted on. One of the things that jumped out to me was after you have one of those artificial sweeteners, I think you have the potential to take in 40% more calories than you would if you hadn't drank that drink.
Oh, wow.
After you're done, because of the way that type of sugar impacts you and the way your body processes it, it's not necessarily receiving what it needs, which I thought was pretty amazing. But I avoid that kind of stuff to begin with, so.
Yeah, I mean, I eat very little processed food now, and when I do, I can feel the difference. I can feel the inferiority. I think that's the best way to put it. It's just like an inferior substance, you know, and it takes a little time to get over that because once you're accustomed to it, that's what you want. But, man, I just, energy drinks, I think I've always had a problem with that. They just look like nothing but chemical bombs to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And there are other ways you can get energy from really whole foods, you know, from spices, from ginger, fresh ginger. That'll give you tons of energy. You know, it's just Henry could talk for like half an hour on how you can get energy from foods and natural supplements. So,
yeah, HD could definitely score.
Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting what you said about the sweetener because we have such an overload of sweetness on our palate, and that literally can wear some of your organs out, you know, like your spleen, whether you eat sugar or it's aspartame or whatever. Once you get that sensation of sweet on the tongue, it kicks your spleen into gear. And if your spleen, it's like the body is all connected, so when your spleen gets burned out, something else has to kick in to compensate for that. And then, you know, then you get this overall sense of not feeling so great, and we wonder why or what's going on. A lot of it's just we have an overload of sweetness and salt in our diet, you know. And I don't know where I'm going with that, but I mean, to just try to get away from that a little bit and find, you know, more of a balance. And I think we're just so conditioned that everything has to be sweet.
That's cool. Yeah, I've tried to switch up to the agave. I keep a bottle in the cupboard, and when I try to sweeten anything up, I add that. But I found myself coming through that I need less and less of that. And I think we have somebody on the line. If you can let us know your name and where you're from. How you doing?
Hey, it's Rev Kev, Spark.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Rev Kev. Congratulations, hey. Rev Kev.
Well, thank you. We just got through a wedding rehearsal. Now.
Oh, wow.
Got a couple minutes. You know when?
Do what? You excited?
Yeah, I'm a little excited, a little nervous, but this is ready for this step now.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
That's cool. So if nobody knows Rev Kev, you should. Rev Kev's had an amazing journey as well on Team YRG. Has a couple videos there, and is going to be helping to take care of me and at the YRG retreat. We're going to take care of each other, make sure we get out of the Cancun airport and to our hotel safely, right?
Yeah.
which should be pretty cool. So I know I'm definitely looking forward to that. So some of the stuff we were talking about tonight, Kev, was sort of being away from home and, you know, maybe some stuff that we do to, like, keep ourselves going. And here coming up, you're going to have about almost a two-week stretch where you're sort of going to be away from home base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you thought about, you know, how you're going to keep the lifestyle going while you're starting your new life?
Well, we're going to try to get up early and do some kind of exercise, whether it's YRG or just some random push-ups, sit-ups, stuff like that. And then we're looking for a whole food store, you know, down there to where we can buy all food, because we got a room at a kitchen that we can cook our meals and stuff.
That's pretty cool. So it all comes back to planning, making sure that you got everything around you that you need, which I think is totally key. Cool. So I think I'm pretty excited to get things going. I know I've planned enough to at least, I'm going to take the Manduka with me down. No way you can take food down there, but I think we've got a little bit of a head start since it's a YRG retreat, but they should be hooking us up with some gluten-free options as far as food goes. And I know I'm going to stay away from the buffets. I think that's probably a huge thing that people hit when they go on vacations or go out of town, or even if you go to a picnic this weekend. I'm going to, my parents are going to have a family reunion, and those people just tend to bring so much food, and there's, you know, fried chicken, potato salads, and all kinds of stuff like that. And I gotta remind myself that I'm not gonna touch everything, and I don't need to graze, because that's tough when the food's sitting out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of exposed to it all day.
That's when you really, because I get in that situation too a lot when I travel, and that's when I really have to tune in to my body and say, please keep me informed of when you've had enough. You know, because my mind and my tongue will want to keep on eating.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's one of my biggest problems. When I have a spread like that in front of me, and not so much now, but in the mindset that I used to be in when I would eat, if the food was in front of me, I would eat until it's gone. It doesn't matter. And I would eat it so quickly, my mind didn't have a chance to catch up with my stomach. You know? So, you know, I think one of the tricks I might try this weekend and when we're out is to, I think water can be very satiating and can fill you up and take place of some of the bad decisions. So I'm going to try the water bottle trick. Make sure I always got a little bit of water next to me, and before I take a bite of something, if I've eaten recently, I'm just going to make sure I'm not thirsty and sort of fill myself up on a little bit of water.
That's a good strategy.
Oh, I think we got some of Rokev's organ music coming through. You at the church, bud?
No, I'm on the road right now. I don't even know what that is.
I thought maybe you're still doing some rehearsal and whatnot. That's cool. So, for you, though, Saturday is your big day, right?
Yep, Saturday at 2.
So how long, if nobody knows, Rev Kev and Lisa have been together for a long time. How long have you two been together?
Well, we've been together for 8 years. Met when I was 14, she was 12, and we started dating about a few months later after that.
Wow.
That's amazing. It's, you know, being able to be dedicated to that relationship and that love you have for each other, that's an amazing thing to have. Because a lot of people don't stay true to that. So,
right.
You guys are very lucky. Very lucky. So, when you started this journey for people to know out there, sort of as yourself and then as a couple of Lisa, how did she feel about it?
Yeah, when I first started, you know, she sort of laughed it off because I've said before that I was going to lose weight. But, man, after a few weeks, she saw how serious I was and how I was changing my life. And a few months after that, she started changing her life and her eating habits and exercising, and now we're just enjoying life and being healthy and getting to do a lot of things that we couldn't do when we was, you know, the weight we were.
Oh, so it's changed both of your lives.
Yeah, YRG is we'll truly be indebted to YRG. It's really brought us along and brought us closer together, and we're just going to get to enjoy the rest of her life together.
Now, does she, do you guys work out together as a couple then? I mean, you said you're going to be working out. Does she keep up with you, or does you try to keep up with her?
Well, see, right now, because we live in separate places, on the weekends, you know, we'll try to do something together. We did when we first started out. Sometimes during the week we have to be separated. You know, now we're married, going to be together a lot, and we're going to, you know, start doing it, stuff like it together. And
that's amazing. There's nothing better than to be able to have somebody that you can enjoy that journey with, and you know, they're going to share it with you, and, you know, help motivate you and push you forward. Nothing better than that. I found with my family, you know, having that support, having them push me through this, it's been amazing. And, you know, I look down and I watch my two boys. I walk up, my son Massimo is 18 months old, and at any given point in the day, if he's just standing there, all of a sudden he'll just bust down into a down dog. he just kind of picked it up. Yeah, and then Damien, he emulates me every once in a while when we're doing moves, and he likes to see, you know, DDP, and he saw somebody tonight on a show doing push-ups. He's like, they're doing push-ups just like you, Daddy. So I was like, that's cool, man, you know. So, you know, your family helps support that, and it's such an organic thing to develop within your family and to make your family so happy and so healthy and sort of pull them together. You can't beat it, because you're adding years to your relationship, but you're also adding years to your life, and there's nothing better than that.
Right.
Well, and to give your kids that foundation of you know, fitness and getting in touch with their bodies right out of the gate is so fantastic.
I think so. I've told Kev a couple times, because if I had the opportunity even to just be where Rev Kev is, because you're, how old are you, Rev Kev? You're 23?
Yeah, 23.
23. And to be able to change your life at 23 is such a powerful thing. Not that you can't at any age. You can hold back the hands of time at any age, but, man, and like you said, Stacey, now for me to be able to give that gift to my kids at the age that they're at, it's amazing. It's truly amazing that they're going to have so many more chances and be so, especially in today's world, with you look around with how many processed foods, the instant gratification that everybody has, and the obesity problem that we have with our children, you know, they're going to be much farther ahead than a lot of people.
Yeah, they're going to be fluent in the language of fitness, because you know how children, when they're young, they can pick up a second or third language real easy. Well, it's the same thing with this kind of lifestyle. This is just going to be a part of them. They won't know anything else. And I think it's going to kind of make them immune to a lot of things that can do a kid under, you know, do a kid in, you know, like the junk food and the sedentary living. I mean, they're not going to really gravitate to that once they get a taste for, you know, feeling strong and feeling healthy. It's just going to be like, what is everybody else doing? It's so bizarre.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. It's an amazing thing, and to have it be complete, for them not to have to retrain themselves, oh, man, that's one of the hardest parts of the journey, trying to get yourself retrained. And the thing is, if they ever snap back, they're going to snap back to healthy, because that's where they started. So.
Yeah.
And well, Jay, there's some good stuff going on in the chat room. Jay and Ryan are going, but Jay said he's lost about 25 pounds. So congratulations to Jay. So,
way to go, Jay!
Yeah, those steps are treating well, man.
Well, y'all, I'm gonna have to let you go. We're about where we need to be, but. Y'all have a good night. God bless, and I'll talk to y'all sometime later.
Hey,
thanks for calling. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank y'all.
And when you get a chance, give me a buzz about the trip, bro. Okay?
All right,
enjoy,
I will.
Enjoy the wedding. Best of luck, man.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, man. Rev Kev, great to have a caller. And I guess I could have done a better job. Hey, guys, the number is 347-994-1216, even though we're sort of coming up on it. We're coming up on our hour mark here. But, you know, it's good to get everybody's perspective because you hear Robert, Stacy, and I, and really we're here for you guys. You know, we're trying to give you as much information as we can to help you on your journey. But, you know, everybody has an experience to share. Everybody has a success. Everybody can learn from other people's failures. So if you have something to share, please give us a call because we can learn from you too. So, you know, it's always good to hear from you. And if you can't get in on a telephone, there's the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. You always feel free to pop in there and chat up with us. We'll definitely pull your questions out of there. If you want to learn a little bit more about Team YRG and, you know, what YRG can do for you and how it can help you hold back the hands of time, there's plenty of ways you can do that. You can join teamyrg.com and get lots of great support and see what it's all about. It's our own little community that, you know, the Master Robert has built for us and keeps for us. It's so unique, don't you guys think? I go to Team YRG just as much as I go to Facebook during the day. I actually have more connections on Team YRG than I do on Facebook.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, it's very cool. And in today's social media, I mean, people live and communicate and connect by that. And I tell you what, you might get some information, you might see some people on Facebook, and you might talk to them. But as far as supporting yourself and, you know, launching yourself to where you need to be with your life, your lifestyle, clean living and clean eating, you're not only going to get the friendships that you might have with a Facebook relationship, but you're going to get all the support and all the information from Team YRG. Plus, you get to see the man Dallas. He's there too, and he's going to say hi if you say hi to him. So, what causes...
It's unconditional support, and people are at all stages, you know. Some people are, like, flying high. Some are struggling, but it's all good. You know, the team members are there for one another.
And we're all over the place because we also we're on Twitter. We're at Team YRG. You can respond, and people respond to you. And do we have another caller on the line? Yes, no.
Who's at the hello?
Hello, it's Jason.
Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Yeah, Ryan told me to call, so I'm that's why I'm calling.
You should never do anything that Ryan tells you to do.
Well, now you tell me that.
Yeah.
I thought that went without saying.
What's that?
I thought that went without saying.
Oh, I'm a little slow sometimes, though.
Hey, so how have you been doing, man? You lost 25 pounds.
Yeah.
You've been crushing that.
I've been stuck at 24 for, gosh, I don't know, 3 weeks probably, 4 weeks. And, you know, just up 2 pounds, down 2 pounds, up 3 pounds, down 3 pounds. And then I finally... lost the 25th pound, and I was happy, so... And that gave me a little bit more motivation, but it's just been, like, real stressful. And, you know, like I was talking about... was it last week or 2 weeks ago, talking about stress eating and stuff like that, so...
Yeah. But you're still at 25 pounds. You're a quarter away from the goal that you wanted, right?
Well, I mean, I want to lose 200, but, you know, every 10 pounds is pretty much a goal. Like, well, really every pound for me, because I've lost, Yeah, I've lost 20 pounds before, but now I've lost 25. So I mean, that's a huge bonus for me. But like I was talking about before, about being consistent, and that's my goal. And I'm just not consistent, and it's just like such a huge this whole thing, you know, YRG and like trying to lose weight or trying to get to your goal weight, whether you have to gain weight or whatever, you know, eating right. It's such a mental game. You know, the physical part I can do. It's the mental mm-hmm. part, you know, getting your food ready and just starting every day, okay, this is the goal today. You know, so it's like 7 o'clock comes around and I say to myself, by 7 o'clock, I've had enough time to rest, you know, I've had dinner, 7 o'clock I'm gonna go run the stairs, whatever. And then 7 o'clock comes and then 8 o'clock comes and you know, 9 o'clock comes, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll start tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow morning. And then sometimes I just don't do it. So, well, especially like the last couple of weeks because it's been stressful because of my chip wagon's not doing so well. But, I mean, this week we're having a really good week, so, but it's starting to turn around a little bit. So, but, you know, because I've been asking to for assistance from my family and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to keep asking them for help, so that's where the stress eating was coming from. And you know, so like if someone asks me for help, you know, like I'm there, but it's different when it's you asking someone else.
Absolutely. So what are some things that you've tried? Have you tried to replace maybe the stress eating or looking for, I mean, you kind of know the source of the stress. Have you mm-hmm. tried some other things to sort of say, okay, I need to bounce this somewhere else other than the food?
No, not really. It's just, no, I haven't. It's just been, like I come home I just don't want to think. I just want to go grab something to eat, so I go through the drive-thru McDonald's, or I'll bring food home from the wagon, and then I eat that, and I know I shouldn't, and sometimes I'll pay for it in the morning, because I have acid reflux, and, it's just, I can't think the last little while. That's what I'm saying, it's such a mental game. You know, and if I could just take, you know, 15 minutes and just plan my day the night before or whatever, and just, you know, and just execute it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for me sometimes, like, you know, the night before, I'm, you know, like right now, I'm not stressed. But once I get up in the morning and, you know, got to start getting ready to go to work and how much money are we going to make today? Because, like, in July, I'm in a commercial area, so I get the same people all the time. So a lot of the businesses were on shutdown. So I was making $30 or $40 a day, and I should be making $200.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was just really stressful.
Yeah.
So I just come home and just, I don't care, you know? So, but then, you know, when I go to weigh in on the scale, it's like, oh man, I'm up 3 pounds. What the hell? You know, but I know why. It's just mm-hmm. something that's not happy about it.
Well, Jason, I mean, financial stress is definitely overwhelming. And stress eating, from my own experience, I know that there are times when I can't control it, you know, like if the stress in my life is too great, sometimes it might be just something I need to ride out, you know. I know I'm not going to be doing it forever, but only you can decide if that's the case for you. But I would say maybe, you know, try to make a few changes here and there so maybe the weight gain is not as impactful. Like if you're going to stress eat on something that's gluten-free, that'll make some difference. You know what I mean? Then you just won't feel quite so damaged. And just start from that point and say, well, okay, I can't stop eating, and I know what that's like. And if people tell me that all the time, they say, I can't stop. And my response is, don't try to lock down and control it, because it can't be controlled. That's got to, your internal stuff has to sift through, and it's an invisible process. And I, you know, that's all I know. So if you're at that place where you need to eat or you choose to eat, at least make some changes so you don't make as big an impact on your body function and on your weight gain. That's my advice.
Okay.
And when you can, when you're willing, try to do some heavy-duty feeling of the feelings, too, so you're not completely burying yourself underground.
Well, like, I remember telling you this, I think earlier this week, how I was my previous job, and Stacey was telling you, you know, like, it was the all-girls club at where I was, and
yeah.
I was kind of phased out. And I'm still, it's funny because it's like every once in a while I think about it and I'm like, oh man, I wish I should have said this or done that or sued them, you know, like I just can't get over that. You know what I mean? And it's just, I can't move on. I move on for a little while. I think I'm okay. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even know why it really bothers me. And, but it's just like,
what about it, Bob?
I got dismissed, and yeah, I used to work with mainly handicapped people in their homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they never had a problem with me, and then all of a sudden I got into a position, and all of like a higher position, I was in charge of the house and you know, looking after all the clients and doing their financials and looking after the staff and, you know, doing all that. And so being the leader, and all of a sudden, boom, I was having issues with people who also applied for the position but were only part-time and were there for a year. And I was there for 7 years, and they were mad because I got the position and they didn't. And stuff like that. So, and it was just like petty little stuff. But it was also part of, I spoke up, and, you know, they didn't like, management didn't like that. And it was kind of stupid because it's like, you know, if you see someone doing something wrong, you report it. So I said, okay, this staff is stealing money. But this staff is best buddies with the supervisor. And all of a sudden, 2 days later, I'm getting a talking to about how I'm not a team player and I'm a tattletale, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, this is not right.
Jay, it just sounds like you were in a corrupt place.
I was,
and,
yeah.
You were treated unfairly, and I mean, I think we can all relate. We've all probably been in work situations with similar dynamics, but I think what seems to be keeping you in that one place of resentment is that you haven't accepted it. And that's just, I don't know, that takes time, I guess. But, I mean, you can't go back and change what happened. It might have been really, really unfair. But I would just, what I told you earlier, you know, like you really are in a better place. You're out of that place of corruption and unfairness and, you know, you're self-employed, and you're pursuing your dream. It might not be going exactly the way you want it, but I would just look at it as you are in a better place, you know. And that's just how I, you know, that's how I navigated through some of my stuff with past employers and being treated unfairly. I mean, I kind of fumed about it for a while, but then I started to question, like, do I really want to keep spending energy on this and keeping the resentment alive? And because that it was starting to, you know, kind of destroy part of my soul. And I thought, no, I don't want to keep this alive. So I don't like what happened, but I'm cutting my losses and letting it go.
the way I look at it, Jay, is that are those the kind of people that you want to associate or and be connected with?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if they're ripping each other off and they're okay with that, you know, you did the right thing. You reported it,
yeah.
You did what you thought was right, and you're out of it now. So those are all good things. I mean, you're not dealing with that situation anymore. So this is definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah, you're right there. But it's just, I don't know, like I look at the, you know, like I read Mark Merrill's, you know, Facebook stuff all the time and try and grab something from it. And I do, but it's just that, you know, they got that last punch in or they got that last word in, and that's, and you know, that just really bugs me.
But their last words are coming from a perspective that is tainted and that is corrupted. And you know, people who are like that, who are trying to pull you down, their words have no value. You shouldn't bank them. You shouldn't put them in a repository where it's something that bothers you, because you have moved on, and how you have moved on and what's going on now, like Stacey said, may not be going exactly how things are planned or how you think, but there's a scheme here that's beyond us that you're going to be moving into. And you know, you as a person knew the right thing that happened there and what should have happened, and you took the right actions. Those people, in giving them that much credit to let them take this much of your time, even now thinking about it, is giving them more respect than they deserve. You actually deserve more respect than that. What's that, Robert?
I said not only that, but power over you. I mean, whenever you give, there's an old saying that people don't have any power over you that you don't give them. So you're giving these people the ability to bother you now and to affect your life now, which, you know, my goal at the end of the day is I want to be able to look in the mirror and know that I'm a good person and I did the right thing. And that's exactly what you did. You're in such a situation. You are the good person. You did the right thing. And these are just, you know, it's like debating with someone who's close-minded. To revisit the situation, the only thing you're going to take from is frustration. So it's, you know, just say you're better now. You're better than these people are, and just let it go, because it is what it is.
Yeah.
And Jay, corruption wants no part of integrity. So you couldn't have stayed there anyway. I mean, you didn't belong in that environment. And so
that's
oil,
true too.
Oil and vinegar, you're not going to mix. So you had
to
be drummed out one way or another.
And it's crazy because I did so much work with the clients, and I, like, you know, the one guy who was hearing impaired, who, like, he was deaf, and I was trying to teach him how to fingerspell his name. And they kept telling me, oh, he can't learn that. He can't learn that. And just because, you know, they were full-time and they've been in the field for 20 years, they know everything. Well, I thought, well, I'm going to try. And I started showing him how to fingerspell his name, and he fingerspelled it to me right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, he already knew it. You guys just didn't take the time to, you know, sit down with him and see what he knows and what he doesn't know. And but, I mean, you know, here I am, a new staff or whatever at the time, and I'm trying to make a difference. And I thought, well, you know, it would really help if he could fingerspell his name. And he already knew how to do it. So it's just like, I'm glad I didn't listen to those people who said he'll never do it. You know what I mean?
You were doing a completely different dance, Jay. I mean, and they didn't appreciate it. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. But it's funny how people can say, I've been in the field all 20 years, and I'm like, Yeah, but you've been in the field, I think, too long. I think you're, you know, you got the blinders on.
Yeah,
so.
But it's, I agree with Robert. You know, like they're really not worthy of your respect or time anymore. You know, you've got
and they're
so
not.
Much,
that's right.
Yeah, you just it's a process, but you can let it go. And just the fact that you're talking about it is part of that letting go.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you're already doing it.
But it's funny, my friend who still works there. He still says, like, the people who I had a lot of heat with, they still bring up my name from time to time, you know, and it's like, wow, I'm still renting space in their brain, you know, and that's what I find funny, like, you know, they try and get me on this and that, but they could never get me on my work ethic, you know, they always try and get me on other stuff, but, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy situation and you know you're right, I'm not where I want to be now, but like a year from now or whatever, I mean, I think I'm going to be, and you know, self-employed and all that, so, and I'm going to go back to the old work, and when I get to my goal weight and you know, kind of flaunt that, I think that would be the best thing for me, but that's kind of selfish, I guess, but
success is the best revenge.
Yeah,
living well is the best revenge. And look at what you're doing already. You're running upstairs. You're dropping weight. You're self-employed. I mean, you got to look, you know, you got a lot going on. And
yeah.
It's just going to keep multiplying.
Hope so.
Let the load go. The load is in the past. Don't keep reviving it, and it'll only keep reviving it if you decide to do that in your mind,
mm-hmm.
you know. But just to, you know, you've got to remember when you find yourself dwelling on it, ask yourself how do I really want to spend my energy right now in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the whole elevator principle that Mark Merrow talks about. I mean, friends can bring you up or down, and so can your thoughts.
Yeah.
It's just
another
being aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like
just remember, Jay, at the end of the day, you did the right thing, and that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
And that's one thing I keep telling myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I did do the right thing, and, you know, there was more situations than just that one, but it's kind of like, and, you know, and the one person told me, Jason, if you do this, it, you know, it's the right thing to do and whatever, and you're telling the truth, yet you know you're going to get in trouble. And I said, I can't help it. That's just how I am. I got to say, this gal said she worked till 4 o'clock, but on her timesheet she put in till 5, and she's done it before, or, you know, whatever. So, and I'm like, that's not fair. And she didn't work, and, you know, so, and she's done it before, and it's just, I can't, and she doesn't do any work when she was there, so she doesn't, you know, help out, or she slacks. And I just said, you know, she's fudging her timesheet again, and blah, 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 but, you know, I had to do it, I had to take the higher road, and complain, because that's what they always said. If you see someone stealing or if you see someone abusing someone, you gotta say something. So that's what I did.
It definitely wasn't the wrong thing to do. Obviously, the wrong organization for you to be in, and because they don't seem to have their stuff together. And it's, you know, there's a Greek god, that Janus, and he has two faces, and one's looking east, one's looking west. Basically, one's looking back to the past and the other is looking forwards to the future. And I think as long as you have a face looking back to the past, you're somewhat hindering yourself from looking forward to the future. And, you know, like Stacy said, part of this is getting past it, talking about it, and sort of healing yourself with it. And it's time, you know, for you to say, hey, I've got my forward face on. I'm looking for the future. and times may be tough now, but you're taking every step you can, and you're trying to control your life in every way you can now. And there's nothing about what happened in that situation that should affect the steps you're taking forward today.
You've obviously got some residual feelings about everything, and one thing that's helped me out before that you might want to try is to just sit down and type out, whether you write it out or you write it in email form, just write the most, get your feelings out to the most scathing letter that you can to them, and just anything feeling, just write it down and then throw it away. Because you don't want to send that letter, because it's only going to lead to more anger. It's not going to lead to anything good, but if you get it out and kind of purge yourself, that may help you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, it's hard to move on sometimes, but, you know, like at the end of the day too, like I just say to myself, I should feel sorry for those people more so than anger, because they just keep complaining about the clients, and you know, it's like then you're not in the right field and you got to do something else. But I feel sorry for the clients too. They don't have some of the greatest staff, and you know, they got the blinders on, like I said before. So.
Yeah,
but I got more to concentrate on now.
You do. You have a lot. You have a lot happening and a lot of possibilities in your future. And you know, doing anything you can, like Robert said, if you write it down, get those feelings out, get it down, put it past you, pull that up, you know, put it somewhere so you're not going to see it. You know, and you know, one of the greatest assets that you have is that you can control everything from this point on, or at least happiness. You can choose, you know, yourself and these steps that you're taking, these small successes that you have, to sort of have a positive influence on yourself instead of letting these people take control of it. They really don't deserve the type of respect that you're giving to them. So,
but, well, the one good thing that happened was one of the clients who I worked with for a little bit, he and I had quite a connection. And then I just saw him, like, maybe 6 months ago, so he hasn't seen me in about 2.5 years. And I was at a dance with a friend of mine, and it was a dance for people who were challenged. And it was, like, blind dancing or whatever. So, and he was there. And he saw me from across the room, and I could see him walk. And this guy's nonverbal, and he doesn't really show too much emotion. So he came over and tried to hug me. So I just gave him a little pat on the back and, you know, a little hug there. And I'm like, you know what? The other people who I did work with, they never got that, especially from this guy. You know what I mean? So that was real positive for me 2.5 years later. You know, he hasn't seen me. He still recognized me.
Yeah, you definitely know that you've had a positive impact on those people, and that's nothing that you should be very proud of that. But along with you, we have somebody else who's on the line who may have something to say to Jay or us as a group. Hello, how you doing? Who we got? Anybody there? Well, we did have another caller there for a minute. But if they come on, feel free. We got Jay on the line, Robert, Sparky, and Stacy. So just chatted up, trying to figure out what's going on, giving some positive advice to Jay here, hoping to help him get past this issue. So
much appreciated.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, the best I can tell you, man, and you know, is that what you're doing with yourself and the stuff that you've been doing with Wired, there's so much that's void of the making a living part of your life that you have so much control over right now, that you're making so many different things change, that if you focus on that making a life part, and you know, I can't give enough credit to Mark Miro sort of for that saying, break that up, because the life that you make yourself doesn't have to be based on the living, you know, on you making a living. So.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how YRG, I think about so much stuff now. Like, even when I'm stress eating, I say to myself, you know, do I really want this? And it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I do. But before, I would never have done that. You know what I mean? And, like, just getting up every morning and trying to have a positive attitude. You know, and it's like, and this is just from YRG, like, just thinking about every day. And, you know, that's a whole different ballgame.
It's an amazing mindset that YRG gives you. And I find that the tools that help you shape your body, at first, when I stepped into this, I thought, okay, I'm going to change my body. But it's really changed my heart and my mind, too. It absolutely makes you stronger and puts you in a place where you know you can take each step forward. And no matter what else happens to you, that 10% that you can't control, you know that 90% that you have is strong. It's 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and there's nothing that anybody can do to take that away from you. You should grab onto that, control everything you can, and reduce the 10% to as small as you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I know that we're getting low on time. Do you want to jump to that question,
yep.
Ryan had?
Oh, yeah. Ryan, you were talking about what causes your heart to beat where you feel it all over your body, even after you take your meds. Now, I'm looking at that, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going on, if that's before or after working out. You're saying you're on BP meds. The best thing I can tell you, if you're asking that and it's in a resting state or anything else, I would follow up with my doctor, first of all. I couldn't tell you what causes that necessarily, but you know, other than me working out, if I'm straining my heart, you know, it's going above my target heart rate. It's really pumping, and that's what gets me there. But necessarily, if you're taking meds and you're working with your doc on it, depending on how that's being caused, man, you may want to talk to your doc again about that, just to make sure that ticker's going pretty good and you got everything under control. So, you guys have anything else? Oh, yeah, Ryan, if it's at your resting rate, yeah, man. If that's kind of coming at you out of the blue, even with the exercise in there, man, take some medical advice even before you do that. So, hey. Yeah, and Ryan's asking, he's saying he hopes it gets better as you lose weight. Now, I can tell you, I was getting ready to go on high blood pressure medicine before I started YRG, and it did make my heart healthy, made it stronger, dropped my blood pressure by about 20 points. But if you're under a doctor's treatment with a blood pressure medication and you're hitting that at a resting rate, bro, you need to check that out with your doc. So.
Good advice, Sparky.
Yeah, definitely. So, we're hitting time. I'm pretty tapped out. You guys have anything else you want to add?
I'm good.
No, I think it's been a great show, and I would just reiterate mantra for the week. Be very particular about who and what you spend your energy on.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it earlier, you know, and Mark Miro said it. Friends and people you have around you, they're like elevators, they can pick you up and take you down. Stick with the ones that are going to take you up. Stick with the ones that are going to help you focus on the 90% and help beat back the 10%, because it's got no place in your life.
Absolutely.
So with that, I'm Sparky, and for Stacy and Robert, it's been a fantastic show. Thanks to our callers, Rev Kev and Jay, thanks to everybody's questions in the chat room. Congratulations, Rev Kev. I hope you have a fantastic wedding and a great weekend. And yes, Ryan, the hippie will help you. That's what we're here for. So everybody, tell the 10% to get the hell out. It's been evicted. Live life at 90%. This is Sparky. I'm out.